You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this show and radio broadcast, and I'm Paul Esposito, senior pastor here of Island Community Church. Along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano, we greet you here today on this Thursday. This radio program, WGOD, is brought to you by the good people, by the awesome people and church family here at Island Community Church. And we thank you for joining us here today on this Thursday. God bless you guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Whether or not you're tuned in at 6:30 a.m., 7:30 a.m. on 91.5, maybe 5:30 in the afternoon on the rebroadcast, thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Thursday with me. We're going to hear something I preached about 2 weeks ago. We're hearing various things on the radio. You just heard a sermon from my associate pastor Tuesday and Wednesday. Prior to that, we're in the middle of something I preached almost a year ago. It's entitled Famous Chapters of the Bible. So we just got through the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew. Pastor Darren, these last few days, thankfulness and prayer. Now we're going to pick up kind of where we left off in Romans. This sermon, hopefully Paul McCartney will forgive me for stealing the name, and that is Listen to What the Man Says, old song that was really popular back in my day in the late 70s when I was 15, 16 years old. Listen to what the man says. That means we're in Romans chapter 13, where the Apostle Paul's teaching on submitting and obeying the government. That's where we're going to be. We're going to look at the consequences for going against the government. We're going to look at times when we shouldn't listen to the government. And obviously, that's going to be when they tell you to do something that's contrary to the word of God. Back in New Testament times, they told Peter and John, don't tell anyone anymore about Jesus. So that's where we're going to be. That's our launching point. We're going through verse by verse. Well, we were in the book of Romans. This week, I'm starting the book of Acts, Sunday morning at 10:30. You are invited. If you're new to the area, if you're looking for a church home, if you're sick and tired that your church never opens up the Bible is the main focus of what we do here at Island, as you know from tuning in here to WGOD Radio. We'd love to see you this Sunday morning at 10:30. This is going to play today, obviously, and tomorrow, Friday. Hopefully, we'll see you this weekend. We are in Romans chapter 13. Listen to what the man says.
Oh, goodness. You know what? I'm just going to... I probably ought to just turn this off. You see the thing on there that says wireless? Turn that down, just an itty, the lever, just itty bitty, hello, not G wireless, regular wireless. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, does everyone have one of these? If you need one of these, raise your hand. It's the handout that's in today's bulletin. I encourage everyone to grab one of these. Hopefully, Sir Paul McCartney will forgive me for this title. This being a famous song when I was a teenager, right? Soldier boy kisses girl, leave behind a tragic world. But he don't mind, he's in love and he thinks love is kind. All right, Jimmy, that's 1 out of 500, right? We've been writing this week over, I made the comment before, I'm sure we all know the lyrics to 500 songs, right? He sent me one the other night, and now there's another one there. Listen to what the man says. That's the name of this sermon. But the man being in this case, it's the government. That's where we're at here today. Now we're going to work our way there to the 13th chapter of the book of Romans. Prior to chapter 13, we're going to look at 18 different commands that the Apostle Paul gives us here. Let's read the verses first, starting in verse 9. Before we do any of that, let's pray first. Lord God Almighty, Lord, we ask for your blessings now on this reading and listening and hearing and preaching of your word here. Help us all to be doers of your word, not just hearers. Speak to us, draw close to us, show us where we fall short here today. And may the power to change be present today. We want to go 18 for 18 on this list. We're willing. We just pray that you'd show us where we fall short. Be with us now. And again, help us to be doers of your word. And we praise you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's read through these verses. I'm in Romans chapter 12. I'm going to start in verse 9. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Have we ever seen so many commandments in a row before as this text? I don't recall. Rejoicing in hope, this is verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who curse you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. And, if it's possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, that is, since that's true, is what the therefore is there for. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, the subject heading in my Bible here is behave like a Christian. As difficult that is for some people, behave like a Christian. Here's the list. By the way, as we go through this list, add a check mark to the ones. Add a check mark to the ones that you're doing a good job at. And make note of the ones that you need work on. Let's be honest with this list, right? Why lie to God, right? When we're going through the list, that's not going to do us any good. So let's go through this list here of 18. Number one, let love be genuine, not phony. That is, don't be a hypocrite regarding love. Number two, utterly hate evil. Abhor, it's the Greek word stugeo. It's the absolute strongest, most emphatic, passionate word for hate in the Bible. And he says to hate evil like that. Number three, cling to what is good. Remember a few weeks ago, what did I call that? Cling wrap, remember? That stupid cling wrap. You know that stuff, you can't get the stuff off you. Or get it off the wrapper. Or packing tape. Or fly paper. He says to cling like that to what is good, he says. Number four, love, love with brotherly love. Whole lot of love there, right? Philostorge, that's a compound word. He just invented a new word for love. He said, love, love with Philadelphia. Love, love with brotherly love. Number five, honor other believers as better than yourself. That is, put other Christians' interests above your own. Number six, don't be slothful in your business dealings. Greek word oikneros means sluggish. It means backward. New King James says, I think, not lagging in diligence. Your Christian due diligence. Number seven, be on fire for God. You know, sometimes it's best, I think, to have your spouse fill these out for you. Or else if you're not married, maybe a great friend, someone who knows you best, a friend who can tell you the truth because they love you and they want what's God's best for you. Are you on fire for God? What does your spouse say? What does your close friend say? Number eight, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord Jesus. That would be as opposed to serving yourself. Jesus said you cannot serve. He didn't say you might not be able to serve two masters. He says you can't serve two masters. Though he was referring to cash on the barrel head when he said that, nevertheless, you can't serve two masters. Number nine, rejoicing in hope. And that does not mean that I hope to get a hippopotamus for Christmas. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Rejoicing in hope is a deep faith and trust that God is going to do what he says. It's John 14, 2 and 3. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If that was not so, I would tell you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. That is the hope that we rejoice in. Just like when we took Holy Communion a few minutes ago. That's our hope. We believe Jesus is coming. We know. We hope. Hope is to know that you know that you know. Let God be true and every man a liar. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. That's number 10. Last week's sermon. Remember, hupo meno, abiding under the hand of God. Because tribulation produces endurance. That's why he says that. That's why James says, count it all joy when it happens to you. Knowing the testing of your faith develops this endurance. It comes through when you're going through trials and you're trusting God to see you through them. So that's patient in tribulation. Number 11, pray without ceasing. He doesn't tell you to join a monastery, but to pray about everything continually. But by the way, if you did want to join a monastery, I looked this up. The closest one is St. Joseph's Carmelite Monastery. It's in a city called Bunnell, Florida. The Bunnell. If you want, I'll give you a really good reference. Whatever it takes. He says, pray without ceasing. That's what he says. Number 12. Luann's going to love this one when she watches this in 2 hours. Keep the food pantry open. All right?
whatever the verse is. That's what the Lord gave me in studying for that this week. Because we've been talking about the food pantry has a financial shortage, and we're wondering as a church what we're going to do about it. Well, the Word of God says, you keep the food pantry open. Always, not just when you can afford it. You always keep it open. Trust God when you're going through something. Whether it's adversity, finances, trust God. He'll see the way. Keep the food pantry open. Number 13, be hospitable. That is, be kind to strangers. There's that word again, phileo, and the word xenos, philoxenia. Philoxenia, you know old Felix, the guy that lives next door to you. That would be as opposed to xenophobe. You've heard that one kicked around before, right? That is a phobia, a fear of strangers. Number 14, bless your enemies. Now, which one of you can put a check mark next to that one? Bless your enemies? That one's right out of the Sermon on the Mount. We read that in Mark chapter 5, verse 44. The Lord Jesus says, but I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. How are you guys doing with that? Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So that, all right, here's the reason why. So that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? That is, doesn't the IRS even do that? If you give them what's theirs every April 15th? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. All right, now I don't know about you, but I'm missing a few check marks on my sheet here this morning, to be honest. Number 15 on the list of behave like a Christian. Share other people's feelings with them. Share other people's feelings with them. He says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Sometimes you don't even have to speak, right? Just share whatever that, you know, someone is going through at the time. Number 16, don't think you're always right, because you're not. Verse 16, catch the command. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Everyone good with number 16? We're not always right. Les, would you like to come up and explain that one? Back there laughing. You know, Les, we're not always right. I'm right there, right? Do not be wise in your own opinion. Number 17, don't return evil for evil. Leave that up to God. Because one day, very soon, Jesus will return. The Bible says he's inflicting vengeance on everyone who does not know God, and on those that don't obey the gospel. So, vengeance is mine, he says. I will repay. Leave that up to him. Lastly, number 18, overcome evil with good. See, you can't do it with a .357 Magnum or with a bomb. We overcome evil with good. Therefore, the word tells us, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If your enemy is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Remember, he's going to say, love does no harm to a neighbor. That's all he means by that. All right, now on to chapter 13 here this morning. Chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now, John MacArthur adds this. He says, God has instituted four authorities on the earth. Number one, the government over all citizens. Number two, the church over all believers. Number three, the parents over all children. Number four, the masters over all employees. Or slaves, you could have said too. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. Wow, look around in this country. Now, sometimes God provides good rulers to lead the people. Other times, he installs bad rulers to lead the people. I'm reminded how the nation of Israel picked their own very first king. They did it their way instead of God's way. We read in 1 Samuel 9, it says, there was a choice and a handsome son whose name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. So Saul was chosen because he was the tallest dude in Israel and the best looking. But then with King David, God installed a king that said that was after God's own heart, who loved the Lord. He was a God chaser and a good man. Nebuchadnezzar was an evil king, but he was God's appointed ruler. Barack Obama was God's appointed ruler for the United States. So was Ronald Reagan and George Washington. As for Donald Trump, we keep watching. I'll tell you what, if he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, then we'll know a little bit more information as well. You never know. There's an unwritten story still on that one. Now, back from the top. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. True dat. Right? So when you see it happen, you'll understand it's the word of God in action. It explains a lot, doesn't it? You guys might think I picked this sermon out over what we see in the news here today. And I didn't. This is where we're at. This is why we preach verse by verse. You never know where. Well, we do know where we're going to end up. Romans 13 today. Is there ever a time when I, as a Christian, should resist the authority, as the Apostle Paul put it? Answer, yes, there is. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 27. By the way, the book of Acts is where we're going to go here in a few weeks when we're done with Romans. Acts 5:27. Let me read it to you. Here in this text, Peter and John, the apostles, were in prison for preaching the gospel and telling others about Jesus. But the problem was every time they locked these guys up, some angels would let them out. Nice problem to have, isn't it? I hope to draw the very same angel when it happens to me. Acts 5:27. Now, when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly warn you not to teach in the name of Jesus? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and you intend to bring this man's blood on us. Ha, I love it. The ruling authorities tell them, shut up
and don't tell anyone about Jesus or else. And now look at Peter's response to these guys. Verse 29, this was Luann's memory verse with these kids. All the six-year-old kids have got this memorized. How about us? This is what he says. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. So there's your exception to the command given here. However, you still submit to the government to pay the price for your refusal to obey. Just like Jesus did. Just like John the Baptist did. He refused to authorize. He refused to wink at sin. But he still lost his head for it. Just like Polycarp did. The bishop of Smyrna in 155 AD. Polycarp learned directly from the Apostle John. Now in Smyrna, where Polycarp was a preacher, all the residents there had to sign a statement, an edict from the government that had to sign a statement that said, Caesar is Lord. And old Polycarp told them, why don't you guys go fly a kite with that stuff? I'm not doing that. I'm not going to listen to the government. But he submitted to the government and told them famously, he said, for 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Then he said, bring forth what thou wilt. Bring it on, Smedley. I'm not listening to you, government, but I'm going to submit myself for the punishment for it. Now, I did some reading up on this Polycarp this week. It's written that Polycarp was sentenced to be burned at the stake. According to eyewitnesses, the flames arched all around him like a sail, but the flames didn't touch him. So then the executioner was then ordered to stab him with the dagger instead. He's a tough guy, right? And I remember the instructions from our last chapter. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. All right, back from the top. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Then do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. So here's the answer that no criminals want to hear. And all the players who are out here committing crimes. The government is not a terror to evil works, or they're not a terror to good works, but to evil works. So stop being evil, and this won't happen to you anymore. Look, when you are outside of the will of God, and when you engage in something that you shouldn't, you go outside of the protection of God.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, as many of us consider how to care for aging parents, we're touched by the example of Jesus from John chapter 19. As he hung suspended on the cross, he appointed the Apostle John to be his mother's new caregiver. And Scripture says from that time,